Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
37. Back Jones throws corner. There's a man wide open. Kittle makes the catch. Dives for the pylon. Is he in? They're going to check. He is. Touchdown. Great effort from Kittle.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, great play by George Kittle there.
He's good, man. He's good.
So, I was talking to Evan about this before the show. He didn't care about it. He didn't think it mattered, which he might be right on. So I know Kyle Shanahan loves to defer, and he loves that double up.
Right.
They won the toss yesterday and deferred, and I thought I wouldn't defer. Not in this game, not against this team. I just wouldn't have.
Why?
Because your defense stinks. You know your defense is undermanned. So I would have preferred. Would it have made a difference? Probably not. But I think that was the game to take the ball and somehow see if you can use 6-8 minutes and get a score and at least have them play from behind.
Go to hell with Harry!
But instead, you give up the ball. They go 80 yards. It's 7-0, and now all of a sudden the offense has pressure on it. Because now the offense has to use up some time.
But if you're going to win the game, you got to do that anyway. And you got the double up. You had the opportunity, and you scored after halftime.
I don't understand why you would put their best unit on the field first and your worst unit on the field first.
Because you got to face the monster. And you're going to face it after the second half when you had to kick the ball off when they would get it.
I understand that, yeah. Goo. But my point is their offense is prolific. So I would have liked to have seen if the 49ers could have gotten a field goal or touchdown first so that they would have had a play deficit.
Okay. But your offense is not prolific, and what if you didn't score? What if you didn't score? You only had seven in that first half.
I get all that.
Right.
I get all that. What I'm saying is your offense is way better than your defense, and look how Mac Jones played. What if you go 80 yards and you're up 7-0?
Yeah.
Maybe the tenor of the game changes.
Well, I just know you scored 7 points in the first half. So
right,
you're acting had Joe Montana.
You're saying.
Right.
Okay, well then just say that.
But they scored, but I'm not saying you're right.
What if the 49ers got the ball and scored first? I'm not saying it cost them the game. I'm saying that's one of the best offenses in football. That's a guy who's thrown four touchdown passes in each of the last two games. You're going to give him the ball first. And good. You're down 7-0 to that team.
But
that's
it's
all
not,
I'm saying.
Yeah, but I feel like you're acting like it's high school football, to where if the Rams are down 7-0, all hell breaks loose mentally and they're just going to roll over or fall down. I'm just a guy that likes to defer and get the ball because it feels like a turnover after halftime.
Well, did it feel like one this time?
Well, you got it and you scored.
Right, but you gave up 7 points right away.
And you didn't score on your first drive.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, and I would have, in theory, I would have liked to have seen the Rams get the ball down. Mm. And then what if you hold them on the first drive?
Well, the way the game, I'm not mad at you, but the way the game played out, that made a diddly squat.
What if your offense goes 3 and out?
Well, then you got to
ask them that.
Guys, like, seriously, I understand what if anything happens. All I'm saying is against that particular team, I might have not deferred just to get the ball first and to keep it away from Stafford, who, you know, their offense was prolific to start.
And if you want to play mind games, what if you did do that and go 3 and out, and then now you don't get the ball at half? And then
I don't know, maybe you lose 42-25 or 23.
I'm just a guy that likes the ball after half.
Yeah, I just don't think it's something – like, I would not – like, I'm not married to making a certain decision on the coin toss every single time. I do think sometimes the games are different. And this game, you knew that their offense was prolific. Again, would it have mattered? Probably not.
Well, you can't assume your defense is just going to get walked down for 80 yards on the first drive of the game.
I know you can't assume it, but are you going to make – they're scripted and you're banged up. I mean, I don't know.
Well, but – okay, so they get the ball out of half and they score, and it's a one-score game. Like, you were looking for that one stop the entire game. You just never got – I mean, they're down by a touchdown with 12 minutes left to go in the game. They punted – the Rams punted one time.
Right. I'm just saying. It's like, again, I would have taken the ball yesterday to see if I could – like – when you gave up the ball there, you allowed their offense to create whatever momentum was going to be in that game. Because, like, you couldn't assume your defense was going to create the momentum. Yeah.
Rams punted twice. Not that neither here nor there, but they punted twice.
Let's go to Leroy in Vallejo. Hey, Leroy, how you doing?
Hey, how about the show, Stein and Goop?
Hey,
Goop.
What's up, baby?
You're my guy. You my guy. Stoney, you keep it real. I love you. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to just keep it real. I took my wife to the game yesterday for her birthday, and just the out routes was killing the Niners. The whole game. Mm. The out routes was just eating them alive. And I was just like, babe, they can't stop the out routes. He was like, just stop them.
I got you.
Yeah,
when you put up 42, yeah, I mean, he throws a lot going right.
Stafford can throw that ball on a line.
And the play action pass, it was just wonderful to watch, man. And I know Niner fans are like, what? But yeah, Snotty, they couldn't. That was the story of the game. Get the ball, not punt, defer. They just couldn't get the stop that they needed. That's the bottom line. And you hope it's a one-off. But you couldn't get the stop in Houston.
But one stop was not going to change that game.
But it would have gave you the ball with a chance to go in and tie. And to Evan's point, they got it within, and they drove down. You asked the listeners before break what was positive, Stoddy, or what shocked you. What shocked me was the play of the Niners' O-line. I got to give them some respect because I've been killing them every week we come in here. They didn't get after Mac Jones at 33 of 39. And they kind of, you know, had the Jennings fumble, the turnover on downs. Was it perfect? No, but for the most part, they did what they wanted offensively. My question is, why did it take you so long to get it going? They get the ball at half, down 21-7, they score, and you're thinking, man, a fumble on the kickoff, special teams, none of that manifested. But the Rams, you're right, I said it, a 25-point lead in the NBA, and they kind of took their foot off the gas. and the defense just – that's what made it worse, or a reminder of how bad the Niners were defensively, because you felt like if you could get something even fluke or lucky in regard to a turnover, you couldn't get it. I think it was the third quarter, Bethune got a 15-yard late hit, and I know things happen, but I'm like, man, with the way this defense is not playing, you can't afford to give up them 15 yards.
Maybe they didn't run the ball because they were down all game, but they couldn't run the ball. Like, I feel like it got to be 21-0.
Yeah.
They knew, the Rams knew that the 49ers couldn't stay attached to the run. Mm. And so they just played, you know.
Soft.
Yeah.
I got you. But, Stoddy, no matter what you think, it got to a 7-point game twice.
Never with possession. They never had a chance to tie the game.
I got you. And that's a problem.
Let's go to Scott in Marin. What's up, Scott? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Yeah, you know, I was exactly channeling what you were just saying yesterday about the taking the ball first. It's always good to defer, but you just outlined why yesterday I would have taken it. It wouldn't have made any difference in the end. The Rams are a better team. That's just the way it is. But I would have taken the ball first myself yesterday, knowing what the Rams have been doing anyway with their first possession and so much firepower, and maybe control the clock a little bit. Maybe you could run the ball against them a little bit. I don't know. I mean, that's not how it turned out, but I think you're right, spot on about the prospects for this team. I mean, it's just, there's just too many holes. You can only cover for so long against certain teams, and then when you get to play the big boys, it's lights out. You know, they're just not good enough. But I am really happy about the way that offensive line played. I was actually how well they did. I mean, there's some positives to take away. It's just, there's just the talent disparity. When you lose Fred Warner, you lose, Bosa, and you lose Michael Williams, and now you lose freaking, Brock's gone all year, although, Mac played well. It's too much to overcome, and it eventually gets you.
Hey, so, am I being too hard on the secondary? Let me ask you that before you go. Am I being too hard on the young guys?
You got to be. It's a team game. If you put pressure on the quarterback, all of a sudden your guys in the back are a lot better. And you know what's funny is when I was thinking about yesterday, I told my buddy, I said, they should take the ball first, because the Rams are probably going to go right down the field and score, and that's exactly what they did. But you remember back in the day when the 49er dynasty was happening, they took the ball every time, and most of the time they take it down the field and score a touchdown, and that just depletes the defense on the other end. They're just defeated right off the bat. That's why they beat the Rams the last time. They went down the field and scored and got ahead. Mm-hmm. And got a little momentum. This is about where you get. I think the way Steiny said, playing, that's what these guys are, basically, are playing. And that, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Yeah, you got me thinking. But the last time they played in L.A., they went up 14-0. They had the ball, held the ball, punched it in. But, even then, Stein, I'm just one of those dudes. I always like the ball after halftime. But, I mean, man, I'm mad at you.
I mean, I know he likes to double up. I know he likes to defer. My question is that just the rule? Every single game that you win the toss, you defer. Because to my way of thinking, I wouldn't automatically defer with the defense that was that I was coaching or that I had yesterday. Maybe we got Bosa, we got Warner, and we got a full, a healthy defense. Then I could see it, you kick and you shut them down right away. But you're right. It wouldn't have been the difference of the game.
But you got me thinking about the last time they played. They scored first. They got up 14. But that defense is Swiss cheese, and there's all kind of reasons. Now, what do you do? Like, again, I want to say so much of yesterday to Niner fans, don't keep your head up, is because it was the Rams. But then, Stoney, what happened in Texas when they played the Texans? They held the ball forever and a day. So it's Like, now you're just feeling the pain and the brunt of what you've lost. Exactly. And I don't know if you can overcome that.
You probably can't. You probably can't.
But to what degree? Does the 6-4 go to 6-5? Does it go to 6-6? Are you 7-4? We'll find out. But, man, that just they had the answers to the test, the Rams did yesterday.
This is Kyle Shanahan on the quarterback situation.
Was Brock to being the backup today?
He could have gone, definitely. I just decided to hold him, not put him in that situation.
How'd you feel, Mac? He's probably never going to be 100% again this season. Is there, at some point, do you just have to play him knowing that he's not going to be 100%?
Yes, it depends on how close to 100% he gets. Our dilemma, or what we're trying not to do, is put him out in the situation we did versus Jacksonville 5 weeks ago or six, whatever it was. So I do believe he's closer and further along than what he was at that time. So hopefully he'll have a chance this week.
Forget Pandora's box. He opened up Purdy's box.
Like,
why would you? You just admitted he could have went, but you called it off. But if you, Stani, I get that. But your one play as a backup of going out on the field and getting hit upside the head.
Yeah, he's
so
want
when
that.
When I hear backup, I don't just say that means he can go. And if my $50 million quarterback can go, you got to go out there. And then when you follow up with, well, it's about him being 100%. Well, no, obviously it's not, because you said he could have played backup and he would have been at 80, 85, whatever that number is. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a soundbite played all week.
Maybe, but I like. There's
I almost
nothing,
want to give you your victory lap.
Well, there's nothing he said that he set it up last week so that, to me, that answer isn't a blockbuster. I feel like he said, yes, like Brock was 85%, but he's still not as good as Mac.
And that's,
but he's better than Martinez.
Right.
So I'm going to use him as a backup. And then he thought, you know what? I don't want to use him as a backup, because I don't want to put him in a position where he's not taking all the reps the week before and now we throw him out there.
But what I'm fixated on, and I understand, so he's telling us Mac Jones is playing better right now
than Brock Purdy with a bad touch.
So he gives the team a better chance.
Yeah, he thought he did last week or yesterday. I guarantee you Purdy's going to play Sunday. I guarantee.
Well, how would you, about personally, taking that news if you're Brock and you want to be the backup and he's telling you don't even do it?
I get it. Like, I get it. I mean, I could see Brock saying, you know what, I think I'm there. And Kyle saying, okay, let's take one more week.
Yeah. I just feel like the Fitz drop we have. What is going on here? A little bit. Like, he could have saved that one, I guess, 90, to me.
I guess.
Yeah.
I think I
now I expect him to play this Sunday, Brock.
Yeah, so do I. And so where's all the excitement? We're getting our quarterback back for the last seven
now,
games.
What do you constitute excitement?
Let's make a run.
Well, that's what they got to do to get in. Because right now they're looking into the play. They're not even in right now.
They're not.
Half game behind Chicago.
Yeah, and look, everything's right. If everything's
you said
right
they control their destiny?
Of course they do, with the Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, Titans. And here's where you go, well, nothing's going to be easy, Steiny. I know, but would you rather have Buffalo, Kansas City, Philly, and the
Packers?
I got this.
I'm down on Buffalo, but yeah, I hear you. So, but who's quarterbacking?
For who?
The Niners.
Who cares? They're the same.
Well, we don't know that.
There's not a discernible difference.
Well, we'll find out once we see what Brock's about.
Did Brock look better than him this year?
Well, it's just a short sample size. Not in the Jacksonville game. In Seattle, he won the game.
I mean, let's not sit here right now and say there's a big difference between the two, right? I mean, that's kind of
the difference
theme
is
of the
contract.
Year. Well, the theme of the year
and throws
has been
outside the hashes, because Mac's got a stronger arm.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Brock more mobile.
Yeah. But everybody realizes the difference between the two quarterbacks is not great.
But
that's
one's
become
playing,
obvious this year.
But
like we can't like shy away from that.
No, we're not. I think we're running right into it. But the right on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control is Both of them aren't healthy. They're going to say he one's healthy. So if you give the keys back to Brock, the rat on the table forever and a day is going to be, hey, that bad throw or that interception, was that a byproduct of the toe?
Football.
So who wants to live that way when if you run with Mac, you know he's, you know, that's not a part of the equation.
I guess because it's a quarterback, it's like a huge deal. I don't think this is a big deal. Like he gets hurt against Jacksonville. So the injury is worse than they thought.
He came into the game hurt, partner.
Exactly. So they re-injured him. We can say that. He got re-injured. So now he wants to be extra careful before he comes back. And after he thought about it, he thought, I don't want to activate him as a backup, which I kind of understand. I'm going to activate him when he's the starter, and that'll probably be next week, I think.
But was there any part of that thought process or mindset from Kyle that – he knew what he was getting from Mac, and that was good. And there was no...
Yes, why not? If he's still unsure about Purdy, or if he thinks Purdy's at 85, but he wants to get him to 90 or 95, give him another week.
Yeah, and
I... No, here's the bottom line, and we're going to win the game anyway. Hate to say it.
But when I hear backup, I know people go, well, he wasn't going to play, but he could have played and they could have subject him to whatever.
That's why
he would have succeeded. But that's getting, now I'm getting back to your thought process to where I'm like, Snotty, there ain't nothing to see here. But dude, if you're telling me Evan could have went and been backup, then that meant Evan could play. And if Evan's our quarterback, Evan should play.
Yeah, I looked at it as though he said, I don't want to put him.
It's not worth it.
Exactly. Exactly. And if he was worried about him coming back too soon, then he said, I'll give you another week. I mean, to me, it's like,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Just from a practical standpoint, and you know what? If you want to say the Rams are, I wouldn't have brought him back against the Rams. They're too good. Like, that's kind of why.
But that's when you need your guys.
Yeah, but you weren't going to win this game.
Well, like, maybe you scored. Stoney, I'm not saying Mac played bad, but the bottom
Mac
line is
terrific.
You scored 7 points in the first half. Maybe if that's Brock, you score. But you got to look at it like that. You can't say there would have been no difference when your starting quarterback that you're paying $50 million that's taking you to a Super Bowl, you got to put some respect on the possibility.
Guru, I'm not going to do that. I don't care if you have to. No, but the point is now you're saying, like, how big a difference do you think there is between Brock and Mac? Because I think it's become obvious that there's not a huge difference. So if Mac Jones is healthier than Brock Purdy, I think he's going to go with Mac Jones. But I think Purdy's getting to the point where he's going to be healthier or healthy to go play. But I don't think Kyle thought he was ready this past week. Or if he was, he didn't want to throw him to the Lions, which were the Rams.
I feel like this. Kyle opening his mouth and sharing that, which is the truth coming from him. Stoney, there's no way Brock can't be your starter this Sunday.
Okay.
If he was that close and it was that minute, now, okay, we got seven. Brock should be able to go.
Yeah, unless he has a setback, which he might because he hasn't practiced a full week since Jacksonville, the week before Jacksonville. I think that's a big reason why he was like, I'm not going to activate him. Because I think he wants to put him through a whole week of practice or, like, start the week with him as the one so they can kind of chart his progress and see, you know, if he looks healthier than he looked a week or a month ago.
As a guy that covers this team and I'm with you as a station and just being a football fan, do you find it weird of me that I want to see where Brock's at and I want to see him play just so I can compare it to what Mac has done?
Well, he's starting quarterback, so yeah, I mean, we should want him back. But again, like, the reason that nobody, like, 49er fans
are clamoring,
are smart enough to know that, like, Brock Purdy doesn't.
Stoney, he's taking you to a bowl.
I mean, that means squat right now. It doesn't matter right now, does it? That he took you to a Super Bowl 2 years ago? I don't, like, he's...
But he, I guess what I'm saying, partner, is I hear you. He's your lead singer. You're telling me now the backup singer and the lead singer, there's really, like, not much difference.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what every 49er fan who is smart enough realizes. What do you mean no?
It has to, because I'm paying one.
Well, you wait. Like, get over it. You paid Brock Purdy, he's really good, and you got Mac Jones, and he's almost as good. And he might be better, according to some. Like, those are the facts.
Yeah, man.
What?
Nah, that's...
The real thing, it sounds like,
but
is...
Tell me, no, I'm saying it.
You wish we wouldn't have signed Mac so as to see possibly how ordinary Purdy
there
is.
Part, thank you. Okay. There's a lot of that
for
me.
That's what everybody's afraid of. I get it.
But what would you do with that fear? Like,
I do nothing. You could play football.
No, one guy's your guy, and I'm being real here, Stoney.
It doesn't matter.
You got to get Mac Jones out of here sooner than later. This is
now. You got to get Mac Jones out
for Brock's psyche.
He's not healthy.
Okay, but if he's ready to go this Sunday, Stoney, that's your guy. You married him.
So let me get this straight. Hold on.
I don't want to be looking over my back if I'm Brock Purdy.
You paid Brock Purdy. You're quite a backup who's better than you thought, and now is pretty close to Purdy. And now you're like, well, we got to get that guy out of here because Brock may feel pressure. That's where I'm out on all that. Like, really? I'm out on that. Like, Brock Purdy's got to be able to handle competition. I mean, damn, how did he get the job?
Okay, but hey, I love that word. But what competition is there when you got the contract that they've given him, Stoney? The politics of that contract, you're putting down.
Fine.
But he's your guy. There is no competition. It's about health.
Okay, well, if you say that, a lot of other people aren't at this point. It's Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.